You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Oh, it brings me such joy to see all these lines filled like this.
Yeah, it's packed, man.
People want to play around, win a prize, chat with the boys. Hi, Aaron. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me about your fun plans this weekend. What are you doing that would make us so envious?
Oh, probably nothing that makes you envious. Schlepping kids to soccer games?
Yeah, I've got a baseball game this weekend that we've got to go to, so I'm there with you.
Then I'm going to say between Aaron, Jeremy, and me, I'm going to say I win. Thank you.
You do win.
I won.
I've got piano recitals this weekend, too, baseball and piano recital.
I win.
Wow. Yes.
Double whammy. Dom wins.
Dom doesn't often win the weekend. I did this time. Thank you very much. Drive carefully. Aaron, what do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse practitioner.
Hey. Happy Nurses Day.
Thank you. Today's Nurses Day. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I have to send a note out to my daughter-in-law. She's an emergency room nurse, but she's also out in Hawaii. So I have to wait because what time is it there? It's like 5 a.m. there.
Oh, she's probably up.
Yeah, she might be. Well, I don't know. Depending on her shift, I guess.
Yeah.
Aaron, let's play some Rattle Off. You want to take home a prize?
I do.
All right. 10 seconds. Where are we on here? 10 seconds. You know, this weekend is Mother's Day. Shout out to your mom, Aaron. What is or was your mom's name?
Carol.
All right. So I want you to think about this. 10 seconds. Rattle off, please, the names. We're looking for the characters, not the actors. The characters that were TV moms. 5 TV moms. Who are those characters? Ready? And go.
Bev Goldberg, Carol Brady. June Cleaver.
You got three.
You got through on a Morticia even. I love that one.
Roseanne. Really Roseanne's good. A biggie.
Oh, Roseanne.
What was Tim the Tool Man Taylor's wife's name?
Oh, I have no idea.
I don't remember.
You got Claire Huxtable.
Marge Simpson. Man.
Marge Simpson.
You're killing me.
I know, but you know what? We're just sitting here. It's the time was up for us, too. So,
And there's no pressure for you guys at all.
Right.
Exactly.
We did a little research beforehand.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you guys have a fun weekend.
You as well. We appreciate you listening. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. There she goes. Hello, Julia.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. Hey, so what are the big plans this weekend?
Well, my husband and I just got back from Italy last night.
Ooh, brag much?
We're just going to be relaxing.
I bet.
Unpacking, that kind of thing.
Yeah, decompressing.
Where did you hit up in Italy? Where were you?
We were in Rome, Florence, and then we went to the Amalfi Coast. It was great.
Man, beautiful.
Would you agree with me that Florence is like one of the most underrated vacation spots? But a lot of people don't talk about it. And I thought Florence was outstanding.
I think it's one of those that no one ever mentions to go to. But once you say you're going, everybody's like, oh, my gosh, I love that spot. But no one really, it's not like a well-known one.
It's not top of mind kind of thing. That Duomo there is insane.
What was the best food you had?
Gelato.
Margherita pizza. Simple. Really? Good mozzarella, good tomato sauce, basil, just keeping it simple and fresh ingredients. Oh, my gosh. Oh,
yum. I want that.
Italy has it right.
Yeah. Yum.
I told Jeremy that one of my, I guess I would call it one of my least favorite experiences was on a train in Milan, Italy, and some people were sitting across from us who were also vacationing. They were from America. And the guy leaned across to me. He goes, you're from the U.S., right? I go, yeah. He goes, do you know where there's a McDonald's here in Milan?
Oh, no.
I kid you not.
You had a hankering for some cheeky nuggies,
and
huh?
And I said, you've got to be kidding me.
Maybe they taste better in Italy.
No knock on Mickey D's, okay? That's not a slam. They are wonderful sponsors of our radio station. But come on. Even Ronald McDonald would shake his head.
Well, maybe you
and
dip
say,
the nuggets.
Dude.
The nuggets in marinara or something there, you know?
Maybe.
It's just better.
We passed a couple, but never went inside. But.
You know what? How long were you there? I got to know.
2 weeks.
Wow. That's beautiful.
How romantic.
I know. It was great.
Good for you.
Not gonna lie.
I'm jealous. I want to go back. Julia, thank you for that. You ready to play the game?
Yes.
10 seconds. See how you do with this one. We need five different pain relievers. Can you give me five pain relievers? 10 seconds. Ready and go.
Motrin, Aleve, Dayquil, NyQuil, ibuprofen. Alka-Seltzer.
Right at the buzzer. And whiskey. You could have said whiskey, too.
I'm going to allow the Dayquil and the NyQuil. I guess in a way
there's
they
Tylenol
do.
In those, I think. So
you could have just given us aspirin, too. But
it's all right.
But it doesn't
I think
matter.
You got
I
it.
Think that's five, which makes you an Italian.
Hey! Eats is so good.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well done.
Thank you for listening to the show. Thanks for hanging out with your boys in the morning, Julia.
Thank you so much. You guys rock.
Stand by. You. Josh is going to come back. He's going to chat with you a little bit about that prize. Courtesy of your boys. It's brought to you by Carpet Mill Outlet Stores. That was fun today.
It was real
and
good.
I like the way we got to live vicariously through Julia.
I want to go to Italy one of these days.
With her
so
trips.
I think I do.
May I make a recommendation
Please.
To you and every listener who goes to Italy, a place that not a lot of people talk about, that because you're very active, Jer, so mm-hmm. you would like this, is I always encourage people, no matter where you're going in Italy, to go to a place called La Cinque Terre.
Yeah,
it's in the five towns, and it's along the Mediterranean coast, and it's a hike along the coast to these five towns.
Beautiful.
And it's those pictures that you see of the old towns built into the rock cliffs and everything.
Yes,
you know?
Iconic, yeah.
So you kind of start in the morning at one, and you have breakfast, and then you hike to the next one, and you get like a coffee or a tea. Then you hike to the third one, and you get lunch. Then you hike to the fourth one, and you maybe have a little, like, a snack, dessert, maybe some gelato.
Okay.
And then you get to the fifth one where you tear it up with dinner and wine, and that's how you spend the whole day.
And how do you get
so
back?
Do Cinque
how do you get back,
that's,
though? Do I have to walk all the way back?
Train.
Okay.
You hop on a train.
Now I'm in.
We stayed at the end of it, so what we did is we took the train to the far end and then hiked back. So when we were done, we just walked the rest of the way to
the
hotel.
Oh, there you go. Great.
Cool. Anyway, that's Perfect. My recommendation.
Thank
I think you.
You
and Nicole should go.
I would love to go. I really would.